Welcome to The Mindfulness Habit with Kirsty O'Brien. I'm a business coach bringing mindfulness into the workplace, giving you simple, practical, and woo-free strategies to help you manage and prevent your stress so that you can stop burning yourself out and create a life by design. Each week, you'll also listen to real-life stories of thought leaders and entrepreneurs on how they're cultivating a mindful state of mind in business and life. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Mindfulness Habit. Today, I'm joined by the lovely Crystal Hinton. Hello, Crystal.
Hello.
It's so exciting. Crystal and I connected over Facebook or Instagram, and Crystal is a theta healing instructor, and I have worked with theta healing in the past. I've done a couple of sessions with one of my good friends, so that instantly drew me to you. But it was when I looked at your website and started to look at your personal story and just your journey to where you came, I thought, I have to speak to this woman.
Thank you. Yeah. It's so been a fun journey.
It's really unexpected. I had no idea. And I would love for you to, you know, share a little bit of your personal story with everybody as well, so they can understand just how amazing you are. But we're going to mainly talk today about confident and clear communication. But before we do that, I thought you could just sort of let the listeners know that might not have ever heard of theta healing a little bit about what it is and how you actually became an instructor.
Sure, absolutely. I will try to condense this, make it short and sweet for everyone. So my background is nursing. I was an ICU nurse for 10 years. And, I got really burnt out. And it's not necessarily the work, it's the mindset, you know? And so it is really about shifting everything in here. And even as a nurse, I was extremely skilled. Like, I took care of the doctor's families. Like, that's how much I was trusted. But inside of my head, I was hypercritical, and I felt like I was never enough. And I had those stories from, you know, long before I even got into nursing. They were just very magnified and profound in that space. And no matter what I heard around me, the accolades from the doctors, the praise from the other nurses, and, you know, people talking about my leadership skills as charge, it didn't matter. I still didn't feel good enough. I still didn't feel good about me inside. There was always doubt. So that was my inner dialogue. And eventually in nursing, I got really sick, really burned out, developed lupus, and started looking at other ways to heal myself. Cause I was like, I know what we do in Western medicine. I don't want to do that. And so that's when I came across theta healing, learned theta healing, and started working on the reasons why I created this disorder in my body. And then once I addressed all the mental, emotional components that were creating all of this, my symptoms all went away. And I've been medication and symptom free since then. That's been 4 or 5 years now. And it is addressing, like I said, the emotional component. And when we look at disease, when we look at disorders, you know, we think about stress and what does stress do to our body? The immediate thing you can think of is tight muscles. You know, but stress is an emotional thing. So it's the emotion that creates a physical response. And that's what we do in theta healing, is we look at the emotions and feelings and beliefs and things that are going underneath the surface, and we change them. And theta healing is very much so a modality that's based on, you know, divine intelligence, creator, God. We believe that we are guided by God, guided by creator, and creator is the one who is telling us, change this belief. This is the thing that needs to shift and move. And this is what you can give a new download for. And we'll do some of those later at the end of today. We'll do more downloads on communication and easy, confident communication so that you can experience that as well. So I thought that would be fun.
Very fun. I'm excited.
Yeah. And, but we actually integrate these new beliefs into all that you are And it's witnessed by, you know, we're witnessing it and it's all done by Creator. So we're not the guide. That's very different than any other modality where you are guiding it or angels or ascended masters or somebody is guiding it. This is Creator. This is that limitless possibility and that the highest truth that we could find out there is guiding the process step by step. So it's very interesting. It's very fun and it's extremely effective. And the results sometimes are instantaneously. So it all just depends. Yeah. So that's a little history into my background. And I started, you know, I started in this place in my professional life and then later in my own business, just feeling like I'm overworking, you know, I'm doing too much. And so I really started focusing on joy and bringing more joy into my life. I healed all my stories around self-love. And that next step was really magnifying the joy in my life. And so I typically help professionals find more of the joy in their life. And it's super fun. Yeah.
And I think it's very important because I have noticed a shift in how even entrepreneurs are beginning to talk about their work. And we're sort of replacing that mentality that was the grind and the hustle and
Thankfully,
you know, we're seeing that there is that also that need for rest and joy and play. And you actually can earn more and do more when you're tapping into those elements and not burning yourself out. And that's where I think it's really important what you're doing in guiding people. Yes, you can have an amazing business or, you know, a fantastic thriving career, but you can also have just as equally thriving personal life and spiritual life and emotional life. And I think that is a really important message that has come through the pandemic is this need to, you know, look for a bit more than just burning yourself out.
Yeah, I agree completely. Everybody got the sense finally of like, oh my God, this is what it's like when it's a little bit easier. I want more of this. I don't want to go back to the hustle and the grind and the craziness, you know, and they're thinking about how we can integrate more of that. So, and it is possible. It's absolutely possible. And for me, I think self-love is the basis of that because when you love yourself, you can easily say no, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to hustle and grind. No, I'm not going to do things the hard way. Yes, I love myself. Yes, I'm going to choose easy. Yes, I'm going to choose simple. Bring me more wonderful, wondrous ways to think and experience life with and from, you know, so, that is like all everything that makes me happy. We could go down that road like a million times, but I know we want to talk about communication today. So
yes, well, I think because for me, I think as an entrepreneur or a business owner or a business leader, it's so important to be really aware of your communication style. And I also feel like communication is one of those things where we can really be creating blocks in our body. And I know as a, you know, reformed, I don't know, I still can do it, people pleaser, I had so many energetic blocks that were holding me back. And it all was starting in my head with the stories that I was telling myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what I want to touch on first when it comes to communication is, yes, there are all these stories. The easiest way to look at it is what am I expecting? What am I anticipating? So, you know, as a nurse and then later even in my business, one of those things that was coming to me was I was always thinking that people were going to talk to me from a place of, oh, Crystal, I have this problem. You did something wrong. You know, and so that was the communication that I was expecting, anticipating that, oh, you did something wrong. And that's a horrible way to try and have any conversation. And to honestly, to experience life, that is the opposite of joy. That is absolute stress. So we've got to look at what we're expecting and anticipating in those conversations, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, when you're thinking about going and talking to your boss about whatever is going on, or when you're an entrepreneur and you're thinking about talking to one of your teammates, what are you anticipating? You know, are you expecting stress? Are you expecting trouble? Are you expecting them not to get it, to not understand, to have to explain it five different ways? Like, what are you anticipating? And then reset that anticipation, because you get to choose how it happens. And when you set that tone and set the energy for, you know, how you want the conversation to go, it tends to do that, because we always are creating from our beliefs and from our thoughts. So if we just simply start expecting and anticipating, and I love the word anticipating, because expectation can sometimes feel very tight for people. So you can simply just say anticipating. I'm anticipating that this conversation with my teammate is going to go really smoothly. They're just going to get it. Like, I'm going to say one thing and it all clicks into place and it's effortless. You know, if it's at home and you're thinking about talking with your partner and you're dreading having that conversation about who the hell is going to make dinner tonight, you know, it could be as simple as, I just say, you know, I don't have the mental capacity for it tonight. And my partner is like, oh man, so easy. I can totally handle this. You know, it's, what are we anticipating? Are we anticipating a fight? Are we anticipating ease? Are we anticipating difficulty? Are we anticipating that it's going to be simple, that solutions will appear, that we work together? You know, so take a look at that before you have the conversation, before you even send an email, you can do that and start resetting the energetic tone that you're creating preemptively, you know, so decide what it is.
We're taking that lens of our beliefs into communicating, you know, and whether that's, I don't feel worthy, or my partner doesn't respect me, or whatever it is, we're taking that in. Yeah. And as you said, that's filtering, and it's almost creating the outcome before we've even opened our mouth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because what you expect is what you will get. You know, what you anticipate is what you will get. And I mean, we have like a bajillion studies in the US that demonstrate that, that positivity is not just positivity, it's real. It creates tangible, increased productivity, increased results, increased test scores, you know, just from that. So what you're expecting out of that conversation is most likely what you'll get.
Mm. Yeah. So what would be your guidance in taking somebody perhaps that is coming from a space where they feel quite maybe unworthy or not enough, they're questioning their abilities perhaps in their role in their business, they're feeling burnt out. How do we, you know, start to tap into this skill of clear and confident communication?
So how do I want to answer that? It's really about, number one, knowing what you want to create, and number two, just asking. So when you are in this place of, I'm not good enough, I'm unworthy, there is like rampant stories that are going on in your brain, again, about what you're anticipating. But take a deep breath, let all of it just flow out of you. And then from there, say, what do I want to communicate? What can I say simply and straightforward? And the more simple and straightforward you can be and direct in, you know, addressing anything that's coming up, you will be more successful. So let me give you a really good example of personal life. So personal life, I'm unworthy. I'm unworthy in this relationship. I don't, you know, I'm stressing my partner out, whatever it is. You go, your partner's having a bad day. And you sense that, and you're thinking, oh, well, you know, what did I do wrong? I must have upset him or her or whoever it is. And that can be a place of unworthiness. What you can do in that instance, and I know this sounds crazy, I know this might sound intense, but it just relieves so much pressure. And that is just to say, hey, babe, are you mad at me? Are you upset with me? Don't talk around it. Like, we could say, oh, how was your day? How's everything going? We can probe in like 50 different directions. But then at the end of the conversation, unless you've talked about it directly, you're still wondering, like, oh my God, are they mad at me? You know, whereas if you just approach it from the very get-go, did I do something to upset you? You know, if things feel a little off between us, you know, you seem a little tight or tense. Did I do something to upset you? Just saying that you'll immediately have an answer. Immediately. So you'll have all the relief of the doubts and the question and the worry, because you know. And then because you're opening that door, you can have a conversation right there and address it, if that's even the truth. But I find that a lot of times we're taking that personal and we're thinking we did do something to upset our partner when we didn't. It's just their own stuff that's going on in their life. So by doing that, even just the first time, you might start switching that inner dialogue and realizing, oh, you know, he's just having a bad day. Maybe I can just ask him about his day. And that's all it's going to be. How are you feeling today? You seem a little stressed. You know, just be very, very clear, very clear. Don't talk around things. And the other reason for that is when, especially when we're talking with our partner, but this absolutely applies to the entrepreneur in their business and to the, you know, the CEO and executive talking to other people. When we talk around things, it creates distrust.
Oh, so true.
Yes. When we talk directly to it, we create trust. We create an open dialogue right then and there. And that's what our partner wants, is to know that we can just bring it up, talk about it, address it, and leave it. You know, integrate it, address it, and then it's done. But when we talk around it and we keep probing, people intuitively feel like there's more to the story that you're not asking. And it creates a question. It creates stress. It creates distrust. So that's also one reason why you really want to talk to things very directly. Say, how are you feeling? And if you don't know how you feel about something, all it takes is literally 2 seconds. You think about everything that's going on, and then you say, what am I feeling underneath all that? So if everything is like a stress ball that day and you don't know what's going on and you're just swimming in so many emotions, just let yourself say, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling tired, I'm feeling tense, I'm feeling stressed, and then say, what's underneath that? And then even in that moment, you'll begin to think on a layer deeper and get to the real root of whatever it is. And it could be, I haven't taken any time for myself today or in the last week or in the last 2 weeks. And I need a moment of quiet. You know, it's just simply asking that. So we can get answers to how we're feeling very clearly by saying, what's deeper? What am I feeling deeper? And then we can share those and communicate those to people very clearly if they ask you something back, you know, or if you're just trying to communicate with your partner and you're like, I don't know what's going on with me. And they're you're just having a conversation. That's one way you can figure out, well, what is going on with me? Underneath all this, how am I really feeling? What's really going on? And that will help you have absolute clarity on what you need to communicate. Okay. So those two things, but I want to say, when it comes to building confidence in your communication, that absolutely happens when you start anticipating a different story. You anticipate a wonderful response. You're anticipating that your partner gets you, that your teammates just understand. When you start anticipating those things, then you'll be more confident in approaching those conversations. But if you're anticipating disaster or frustration or a fight, you're not going to go in confident. You're not. It's very, very difficult. So anticipate something positive that creates confidence. Look at how you're really feeling underneath everything, and that creates clarity. And then ask those questions to people directly about what you want to know instead of beating around the bush. Does all that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Because I suppose that's shifting from fear into love, really.
Yeah.
Because when we're fearful, we're always anticipating the worst or the most negative or the most detrimental, or everyone's out to get us, or of course they're going to say no, or they're not going to understand me, whatever. And then we switch into that higher vibrational state of more like love and positive expectation, and I think, as you said before, ease, it's going to flow effortlessly. It's naturally going to change that energy that we're going into a conversation with. I mean, I know in the past, when because of just how much I wanted to keep people happy, I would go into relatively easy, you know, conversations with a body language that was so tense and like just fear-based. And I could, you know, now in when I look back, blockages in my throat chakra, like my whole body was just not expansive. And it was all from what I was taking in from my past and like as far back as my childhood of, you know, how things would play out. And it's just that as you, I love how you talk about that self-awareness of what am I feeling? What am I thinking here? What am I taking into this communication rather than blaming everybody else when our communication doesn't go the way we want it to?
Yeah, it's so I have a super, super, super fun story in regard to this. And it is really about you. It's about what you think, feel, and believe is what you will create in communication. So you have to readdress that. And we think, you know, like you said, we tend to want to say, oh, you know, it's somebody else's problem, whatever. Sometimes people will come at us crazy because of our own energy. And sometimes it'll be just because of the stuff that they're working with, but we decide and then we attract whatever it is that we're deciding. So here's a great example. I was working with a very good friend of mine. This was a very long time ago. And she had a boss that was habitually mean to everyone. I mean, like literally every person in that workplace cried at least once. And there was usually one person crying every day. That's how mean. I know, it's horrible, right? That's how mean this woman was. And so we did a theta healing session on it and we looked at like, what was her pattern? Her pattern was just having these mean bosses over and over and over. So it wasn't necessarily this lady's stuff. It was her attracting an experience, having a mean boss that would put her down and belittle her. So we did a healing session on it and we started begin to change the narrative and told a new story where it can experience bosses that lift her up, that build her up, that support her, that speak kindly to her, that encourage her, that even if that she doesn't have to do things perfectly, that everything she does is wonderful and is praised, and her innovative ideas are supported. So we started creating all these new foundation for the experience. So when she went back to work, this woman who had never been nice to anyone was nice to her. And not only that, she was continuously nice to her after that. She never made her cry again. She was never mean or spiteful or rude at all, ever again. But this same manager was still the exact same way to everyone else. Nothing else changed for all the other people. It only changed for her because she changed her beliefs. Mm-hmm. That was it. So when you really shift what you're expecting, what you believe is possible, you know, the negative beliefs that you're creating from, when you shift those into positive beliefs, that people do communicate with ease to you, that people do support you, they do listen, they do understand. When you shift to that, even people who you've never seen another behavior, they can change because that's inside of them. They can do that. It's about, do you have the energy to magnetize that experience? So shift those beliefs, really change. And it's all beliefs. You could do that with theta healing. You can do that with NLP. You could do that with tapping. You can do that in any kind of way. It doesn't matter. Just whatever resonates with you, but shift those limiting beliefs, those limiting negative expectations, and then you'll create that new positive reality. And it will happen regardless of if you've ever seen it before. And it will happen with people that just totally blow you away, you know? So it is possible. It is available to you. Just look at your beliefs.
Love it. And so there's obviously the burnout rates are very high at the moment. And I think people can't underestimate how stress can affect their communication style, because I have even seen in the past couple of months, people that are normally really great team leaders, really effective communicators, stress, because I just mainly deal with stress management in people. And I have seen the way that they communicate, the way their relationships, the way they are at home changing because of stress. So what have you experienced this as well? Have you noticed this in your work with people, this, how much stress is starting to affect us in so many levels?
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen it in my ICU nursing. Absolutely. I've definitely seen it in my personal life, my professional life with COVID, you know, all of this, that is absolutely true. You know, when the higher stress levels we get, we can think about the shorter fuse. You know, I don't know if you're aware of that term, that's an American thing or not, but yeah. It's, we have a shorter fuse. We have it is an emotional ability to handle things. And the more stressed you are, you have less emotional capacity to deal with everyday things. So everything, frustration kind of sits at a higher level, and it takes smaller bits to create more frustration. So that absolutely will affect communication. And the best thing to do for those people who find themselves in that chronic stress space is to stop and play. Like, seriously, play. There, you can't continue in the same energy and think you're going to create a new energy. Like, that is the definition of insanity. And so we have to change the energy, and you have to do something that takes you out of that stress. And sometimes that's just play. A good example of this is the other day, I kind of hit up against one of my own limits, and this limiting belief came up, and it was a really intense story. And I just remember that day feeling very tight, very tense, very frustrated. And I decided I was going to address it right then. And I did a little quick belief session on it and shifted it. And I knew that I really needed to get into a completely different energy so I could wash it all away. And play was the go-to. I happened to have a friend here visiting me at the time. And I said, "Hey, you want to put some wetsuits on and go jump in the lake?" And my friend said, "Yes." So we literally stopped in the middle of our day, took 30 minutes, ran down to the dock, got in our wetsuits and jumped in the water. And it was a complete reset. And the rest of the day was spectacular. It was incredible. Everything moved effortlessly. All of our communication was so much more easy. And that morning it started with, like, I told her, I was like, "I want to hug you and love you and kiss you, but right now I'm very frustrated." And she's like, "I understand." And I was like, "Let me just work through this thing. And then we'll come back and we'll reset and we'll really start at a higher place." And that's exactly what we did. But play gets you there. Sometimes it's just taking a moment to get outside and go for a walk. It could be a simple 5-minute thing. You don't know unless you give yourself permission to completely step outside of the energy. And so completely do something to step outside of the frustration. And sometimes I have to tell everyone, it's not Netflix. Netflix just helps, you know, put a band-aid on top of something you're feeling. You have to get outside of the routine and go do something that really puts you into a different mindset altogether, you know? Mm-hmm. So do that. Give yourself permission to have that 5 minutes, that 30 minutes to reset. And I have never had it take more than 30 minutes, never, ever. You know, as long as I give myself permission to completely disengage from whatever I'm feeling, whatever is causing the frustration, and get into that place of play. So that is what I would recommend for those people who constantly find their communication as a level of high frustration over and over and over and over and over. It's time to play. It's time to play. Yeah.
Great advice. Great advice. It's just so true. Just reset. I know. Let yourself step back. Be aware of your stress. And I loved how you talked about that. Ask yourself how you're feeling, because quite often we're just so used to feeling stressed, so used to feeling, as you said, at the end of our fuse, about like we're about to blow, that almost becomes normal. And we just go through our days constantly reacting. And it's just, okay, why am I feeling like this? Why am I talking to people like this? Why am I using this tone, or, you know, coming to this conversation with this body language? And then that ability to reset and just, I don't know, refresh your energy. It's so true. Play, swim, walk, whatever it is, just let yourself top back up.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I like to do, and is, I will walk up the hill to where the road is here, And I will literally stop and smell the roses. Like that for me is just such a brilliant reset. And literally I could go on that walk and it would take me from, you know, just going a little down the ways. There were several rose bushes and it's like 8 minutes. And just that one thing helps me reset. And I love what you said about the reactive. That's another thing that I teach is we have to get out of reacting. We have to be in a place of responding. Confident, clear communication always comes from responding. It's not reacting. So if you find yourself in a place where you're constantly like, just like blurting out things or you're like word vomit and you're like, oh my God, I can't stop myself. That's when you know you really have to stop yourself. You're like, take a calm breath, take a moment and say, all of these things that are going on right now in my world, how am I feeling underneath this? What is the emotion that's really sitting there? And find that and address it. And then you'll get out of this place of reacting and you'll be able to see how you can respond, how you can anticipate, how you can co-create in wonderful ways, you know, conversations. But a lot of times, like I said, we just have to get out of a very frenetic, frantic energy to then get into a place of clarity. You know, because we can't get answers, like great answers, from a place of frustration. That whatever energy you're in is whatever energy you're going to create. So get out of that, step out of that, and go smell the roses if you want. It works.
Well, it's about being present, isn't it? It's just
bringing
yourself to the present moment. And when we do that, when we allow ourselves to be present, instantly we begin to let go of the past stories because they don't exist here in the present moment. It's just about me here in this moment. What do I see, feel, hear? What do I want? So it totally just shifts the energy, the perspective, exactly as you said, moves you from reactive to responsive. Just, I say presence, like just gets rid of all the noise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. And there, you know, we can have a lot of noise. You know, when we have unaddressed stories, unaddressed emotions, when we have, you know, we're chronically creating more and more stress in our life, then there can be a lot of noise. And there, being present will help you decrease that noise. But you still may find if those things continually like slap you across the face, then it's time to address them. It's time to look at the root cause, you know, and fix whatever the story is that you're telling yourself. Really absolutely change that belief, because you don't have to live in a place of unworthiness. You don't have to live in a place of worry and stress and anxiety constantly. But sometimes we really need to address those rooted issues that are creating it before we can stop creating more of it, you know?
Great point.
So for those people who are like, I try being present and it's not working for me, then it's time to do the inner work. Yes. It's time to look at the root of why you need stress, of why you are constantly creating this stress, and begin to change that story underneath it all. Yeah.
Because too, you bring up a very good point there. Until you work on changing that, it's so uncomfortable to be present because thoughts don't disappear. They're always there, we're always sitting with them. But it's where our attention is going. And it's until we actually do that inner work to shift the way we're thinking and the thoughts that we're, you know, having as our dominant thoughts that are shaping our self-belief. And like you said, those unconscious behaviors that we have on that ripple level, that it's really uncomfortable to be present because we've got those really often negative, destructive thinking so there in this moment. And we just want to, that's when, like you said, we hide. We do just zone out. We do just Netflix. For hours, we self-sabotage, and we definitely don't have ease and joy and flow, and we don't look after ourselves when we're not prepared to do that work.
Absolutely. So the kind of the image that came to mind there was, you know, being at the table with your partner at the end of the day, work was frustrating, work was stressful, you get home, and now you're going to have one more stressful conversation. And thinking like in the background is all the noise of all the limiting beliefs, of all the negative rooted experience. You can't do that. You're not worthy. You know, you're not good enough. No one can love you. You're unlovable. You have all these stories going on in the background, and you try to sit there at the table with your partner and have a conversation about love. It can be really freaking difficult about, hey, I love you. Let's show up. Let's be present together. And it's hard to have that conversation about how can we have a more loving relationship? How can we connect more? How can we take more time for wonderful dinners together and be in the space when in the background you're anticipating that conversation to go to shit? You know what I mean? Like, you've got to step out of that. We have to address all this caca that we're carrying on our shoulders and our back with us into the future. So never be afraid to address that. So if you can't find yourself to be present, then, you know, if you find yourself constantly swimming in those things, address it. Look at what you're anticipating. Look at what you're really believing about yourself, about your reality, about communication, about your experience with these other people, and begin to tell yourself, there are so many ways to experience this. There are so many more loving, positive ways to have communication, to have one-on-one time together, to run business. You know, what are all those possibilities? And begin to invite in those possibilities, those feel-good realities. Everything is available to you. It's just a matter of where you're putting your attention. So keep your attention focused on what you want to create instead of what you don't want to create. Yeah.
I love it. Isn't self-awareness a beautiful thing?
Yes. So maybe, do you want to do some downloads? Do you want to do some energy around this?
Yeah, that would start be great.
Start with self-awareness. Okay, so with theta healing, there's nothing special you need to do. You can receive all this new energy laying down, sitting up, you know, being in a handstand if you wanted, like really, it does not matter. All you have to do is say yes. I can't give you anything, download you anything, teach you anything new without your permission. Everything is done with your free will. So if you want these new ways of being and believing and thinking and feeling and experiencing, just say yes. Preferably out loud, but you can also whisper that if you're like in the middle of the grocery store listening to this. these downloads, they don't come from me. They come from the creator. And they will be infused into all that you are, mind, body, soul, spirit, physically, energetically. Okay. You may or may not feel something as they go in. Either is okay. Nothing is wrong here. Everything is perfect, however it comes to you. But let's go ahead and get started. So would you like to know what's possible and what it feels like to be aware of your inner narrative without criticism, without stress, without berating yourself?
Yes.
And would you like to know it's possible and what it feels like to experience communication from a place of love, where it is a continual mutual exchange of love, of a reciprocation of love, and where you know it's possible and what it feels like and how to respond with love? Would you like to know that?
Yes.
And can we complete and release any oaths, vows, obligations, agreements to having to react to people, to having to be in a stress state, to having to be frustrated, to having to fight? Can we release all that?
Yes.
And would you like to know it's possible and what it feels like to approach every conversation with a positive anticipation, anticipating that it's wonderful, it's easy, it's flow, you understand each other, you get each other, and you support each other. And wonderful solutions always come to you in the middle of conversations. Would you like to know that?
Yes.
Okay. And that's very interesting. So I'm feeling the energy of everyone. And there's this energy that to fight is to love. So we need to release that. So can I complete and release this energetic tie of love equals fighting, and that to fight is to show love? Can we release that?
Yes.
And would you like to know it's possible and what it feels like to experience the, you know, creator's divine love without having to fight?
Yes.
Without having to bicker, without having to stress or worry, without having an inner monologue of doubt.
Yes.
And would you like to know what's possible and what it feels like to communicate with ease, to communicate with simplicity, to communicate with confidence, and to communicate directly and tactfully all the time?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if there's anything else that wants to come through. Okay. Would you like to know it's possible and what it feels like to communicate from a place of joy and to joyfully approach every topic, every conversation, every time you get to mingle with other people, that you do approach it with joy, with wonder, with delight?
Yes.
And would you like to know it's possible and what it feels like that people always pleasantly, delightfully surprise you in how they respond and how they support you and how they see you even?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So all of that new energy is sitting in there inside of everyone who said yes. My quantum action for you is, remember, when it comes to energy, you can receive this energy, but you still have to do something with it. Okay. That's your choice. Your choice is to receive it. Your choice is to actually use it. And we want to go ahead and use that. So the first thing you can do as soon as you're done listening to this podcast is I want you to think about a conversation that you know you need to have. And I want you to sit down and think about how you're anticipating that to go and decide how you want it to go. All right. So that you're already creating that clear energy. And when we're saying how we want things to go, you want to say things that are very positive. Again, it's not what you don't want. It's what you do want. You want the conversation to be light, to be friendly, to be professional, or you want that conversation to be filled with mutual agreement and understanding and positive, incredible solutions. You know, however you want it to go, go ahead and decide that. So that's your homework, everybody, is sit down and anticipate how you want that conversation to go. Put it into practice right now. And it should take you 2 minutes. That's it. If you don't have time for 2 minutes, then you don't, then it's not a priority. Let's just say that.
100%.
Make it a priority.
Oh, fantastic. You have just given so many real strategies that people can go away from this and actually start to create some real change in not only how they communicate, but how they're talking to themselves. So you are fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to have video of this too, and people can watch the full video on my YouTubes, because your energy is, you can hear it in your voice, but people need to see your energy as well. It's just, you're a magnet of joy. So I'm so grateful to have connected with you. Please share where people can find you as well. And I'm going to pop all these in episode notes too.
Sure. Well, thank you for all of your really kind, wonderful words. I receive that with absolute love and gratitude. And people can find me at crystallineexperience.com. She'll put it in the link because it's spelled differently. It's my name, Crystal, but with a line attached to it. So we'll put that in there, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at The Love Journey by Crystal. So those are kind of the best places to outreach me.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time.
And thank you. It's been so wonderful.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you loved this episode, I would be so grateful if you shared this with other people in your world. For some free mindfulness resources, to know more about my workplace programs, or to work with me privately, head on over to my website, teamko.com.au. And don't forget to connect with me over on social media at Meditate with Kirstie.